for the final time in this 2012 season. We welcome into the studio the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. Sorry, Merrill, that it's ending this
Me
way.
Me too. You know? I am.
Once you finally get here, you kind of realize, boy, it's just too soon for this to end.
It is. I mean, a year without playoffs, it really hurts. And 2 years in a row that we haven't had that postseason. That's a big disappointment.
Merrill, as you look ahead, we don't know what's going to happen after this Giants game. There's obviously a ton of speculation out there. But regardless of what happens with the decisions that are going to be made, when you look at the roster, what will you take forward into 2013? What do you anticipate kind of being here in 2013?
Good question, and I wish I had an answer because it all depends on what other people think evaluation-wise. On the surface, I think this team has talent. I think this team has a lot of talent, far too much talent to have the kind of season that they had. There are deficiencies that have to be addressed. To me, primarily in the secondary, that has got to get better. The offense will get better just because you're getting back two Jasons and Todd Harrimans. They're going to be better. The offensive line is going to make this a much better team next year. But we'll see. We'll see. I think it's exciting that even though we would have liked to have seen Nick Foles one more time, that we get to see Michael Vick in this final game.
First for Foles, you saw him for 7 games, 6 starts, 61 completion percentage. What do you think of Nick Foles? And is he your number one player on the quarterback depth chart in the spring?
Yes. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I like Nick Foles. You can't teach 6'6". You can't teach arm strength. He has a pocket presence. He's instinctive the way he moves in and out of the pocket and steps up. There are things that he will work on and get better at.
What would you like? What are they, in your opinion? Those areas of just kind of top of the head?
Well, from what Andy says, the mechanics, working the footwork that you have to have to throw more consistently. Although I don't blame the short pass to Jeremy Maclin on anything he did mechanically. I think that was a guy who is not using it as an excuse, but could hardly squeeze the football right properly at that point. I love the fact that he didn't make that an excuse. He never blames anybody else. I think he's bright. From what everybody tells me, he absorbs the offense. He pays the price. I think Nick Foles will turn out to be a quarterback who you can win a championship with.
Is he quick enough in the pocket? And I don't mean by that, I don't mean foot speed. I mean the mechanics of throwing the football, the decision-making. Does he do that quickly enough?
Not every time. Not every time, but he's a rookie. I think he's capable of being that way. I have seen him do it on occasion. I've seen him on other occasions where he holds it a little bit too long. But I think I think that he's quick. I think he recognizes things. I think that's not going to be a problem for him.
Okay, Michael Vick gets a start in the season finale, Merrill. Is he performing an audition for 32 teams in the NFL, including the Eagles?
Not in Michael's mind.
In your mind, I'm not asking Michael, I'm asking you.
I don't think so. I don't think so. If teams don't know what Michael Vick is all about at this point, that's too bad. I mean, they've seen Michael Vick now for years, and they've seen him in these last several years as an Eagle. Even if he lights it up against the Giants on Sunday, I don't think that's going to change minds. All that might say to them is that he's physically sound and healthy.
Right.
But there's what can Michael Vick do that he hasn't done in that stadium before?
Sure. With a lot of backups still on the field, particularly on the front line, no DeSean Jackson as well. Merrill, in your mind, when you look at it, does the offense need more work moving forward or does the defense need more work?
They both do. But number one, in my opinion, is the defense.
Okay, I agree. If you have the fifth pick in the draft, let's say the Eagles are at 4 right now, who knows where they'll be after Sunday. Are you leaning more, do you want somebody immediate impact offense or defense?
Defense.
Okay.
Defense. All things considered, I would really look for a corner. If there is a top corner out there, and they haven't done that since Lito Shepard, you know how well that draft worked out, the 2002 draft with Shepard and Sheldon Brown and Michael Lewis. I mean, that was a terrific. Then they got somebody by the name of Westbrook.
Yep.
I mean, what a draft.
Yeah. Do you find this, it's a particularly difficult time We don't really know what's going to happen after Sunday. There's a lot of speculation. It's very unsettling to me. What's it like for you?
Same. Yeah. The same. To hear all the names thrown around, and this can happen and that will happen. Sure, it's something that's tough to deal with because we've made friends and because we have a lot of respect for the people who are in the positions right now. But this is football, and they say the letters NFL stand for not for long, and yet in this era of Eagles football, it's been pretty lengthy.
Yeah, Merrill, when you look back at 2012, the Eagles at one point were 3-1, three fourth-quarter comebacks. They had just beaten the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football. Everybody feeling really optimistic about this football team. Do you point to any one-game series of games?
I do. I point to the fourth quarter against Detroit and the subsequent overtime loss. I think that was the one that killed them. I think if they had beaten the Lions, hung on to that lead at the end of the Lions game, then that big change in coordinators wouldn't have come at the end of the break. Then maybe they could have picked it up and moved on from there.
Yeah, that stretch
but
of
that
games.
That Detroit game to me was the killer.
Yeah, I would even back up to the Steelers game.
Well, they had the lead
game against a team that is, as we found out, a 500 team. Steelers are not a very good football team. To allow them to hang around, first of all, when you had so many chances early in the game to take advantage.
I think that's what prompted Andy to make the move that he made, because as well as the defense played throughout much of those games, they couldn't hold the lead at the end. And then if you go back to the 2011 season when they had the losses early, again, it was relinquishing leads.
Merrill, over the course of these 2 years, it's been turnovers. It has been red zone play. It has been fourth quarter performance. I hope that we are not talking about these problems next year.
I hope so, too. A minus 23, that's all you have to know. Minus 23 tells you that this is a losing football team, that they're a four-win team.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 23. Who are they tied with?
They're ahead of Kansas City only.
What's Kansas City?
Minus 25, I think.
Oh, they're up to 25?
Yeah, they're performing. They're minus 25. The Eagles are 23. But the next worst team in the NFC is minus 12. So the Eagles have 11 down in the ratio.
That's horrendous.
And I think inside the 22, the Eagles are 27th in the league in touchdown percentage inside the 20, Merrill. That is 43.8%. The teams at the top, New England, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, amazingly,
now,
Green Bay, and Washington.
Now, you look at this team, Dave, and there are some real positives.
Mm-hmm.
I think this team has a terrific stable of young running backs.
Absolutely.
Deuce Staley has done a good job with Ted Williams. Ted Williams, of course, is the head running back coach. But Deuce Staley has helped a lot with these young players.
Agreed.
And I think if you look at Shady McCoy, who is outstanding, even coming back last week, you could just see
tremendous.
Right away.
Yeah.
Bryce Brown is going to be an outstanding player. He's fumbled the football, but this is a rookie. You can coach that out of him. Deion Lewis came in last week.
Terrific run. And
ran for a touchdown. And I just think that's a great stable of backs.
Wide receivers, do you like what you have here?
I do. I like DeSean Jackson coming back. I think Macklin is a fine receiver. Riley Cooper stepped up. Jason Avant made plays. We don't know about Marvin McNutt, but Harold Carmichael tells me he can play.
Okay. So it's the defense on the agenda for the
offseason. Oh, and Demaryius Johnson.
Demaryius Johnson, nice.
Who did a good job.
Right. When he's gotten the opportunity, he's done
a
nice
job. Yes, he has.
Merrill, would you like to see? Obviously, a win on Sunday would be at least a little feeling
sure.
of something good in the offseason.
I'd like to see them beat the Giants on Sunday. I love the fact that it's a meaningful game for the Giants.
Sure.
I love the fact that it's not even far-fetched for the Giants to get into the playoffs if they beat the Eagles, because all they need is a Packers win over the Vikings, which is very possible.
Yeah.
They need the Lions to beat the Bears in Chicago, but the Bears have not been a good team, and the Lions have the ability to rise up, and that series is a crazy series anyhow. And then they need Washington to beat the Cowboys at Washington. So the Giants have to go in. I mean, the scenario for the Giants is a lot more doable than it was for what the Eagles had to face in 2008.
Michael Vick, what do you expect from him, Merrill? Do you expect him to come out with this great energy, this great enthusiasm?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michael's going to light it up.
Good. And it would be very interesting. To me, Merrill, this is the scene of the last moment that we really felt like this team was capable of anything. And that was the day that DeSean Jackson returned the punt to beat the Giants against the Giants. Michael Vick engineered that remarkable fourth quarter comeback. I haven't felt the same about the team since that day.
That is one of the greatest games in Eagles history.
But as it turns out, to me, my perspective, the fork in the road started that day. After that, the Eagles lose to the Vikings.
Well, and that was that weird Tuesday night game.
Yeah.
That game,
teams started to get at Michael Vick and give him trouble with the blitz. Prior to that, he handled it pretty well. That game started it. He beat the Giants that day in the fourth quarter. Then Antoine Winfield comes off the edge against when the Eagles played the Vikings. And it was.
But he certainly has had some good games since.
Merrill, the turnovers have been ridiculous since then.
Yeah.
Ridiculous since then. Well, hey, thank you very much for a great season.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing you.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you and to speak with our fans. And next year, we'll get together with the draft.
Let's get together in the offseason.
Okay.
Who knows? There might be a few things to talk about.
Well, I'll be here.
Very good. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.